is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State has committed acts of genocide. Speaking at the State Department Thursday, Kerry said that Islamic State, or Daesh in its Arabic acronym, was guilty of crimes against ethnic and religious minorities in both Iraq and Syria.
We know, for example, that in August of 2014, Daesh killed hundreds of Yazidi men and older women in the town of Kotil and trapped tens of thousands of Yazidis on Mount Sinjar without allowing access to food, water, or medical care. Without our intervention, it was clear those people would have been slaughtered.
The genocide declaration means the United States would prosecute any Islamic State member found on its soil. It does not obligate any specific American action against the terror group in Syria or Iraq. The last State Department designation of genocide was in 2004 in response to murders and mass rapes in Sudan's Darfur region. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has criticized Russian President Vladimir Putin's decision to pull his troops out of Syria. Speaking to the U.S. Senate Armed Services Committee, Carter said that Russia has not lived up to what it said it would do in Syria. But he said Mr. Putin's actions would not deter the U.S.-led coalition.
One thing's clear, though. Russia's entry into Syria didn't impact our campaign against ISIL. Along with our coalition partners, we're intensifying our campaign against ISIL in both Iraq and Syria, and will continue to do so until ISIL's dealt a lasting defeat.
President Putin announced a partial withdrawal of Russian forces on Monday, saying all of his country's objectives had been achieved. This is VOA News. The United Nations is appealing to the Syrian government to provide the permits needed to send humanitarian aid convoys into besieged and hard-to-reach areas and to allow a life-saving vaccination campaign for children to go ahead. UN convoys have delivered desperately needed humanitarian assistance to nearly 260,000 people living in those areas of Syria since the beginning of the year. The UN, however, says it has not received permission to enter six areas, most of them government-controlled, where hundreds of thousands of people have received no relief supplies for more than 1 year. Jan Egeland is the special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
We are not able to get through medical personnel. We're not able to get medical assessment personnel. We're not able to do medical evacuation from besieged areas and even some hard-to-reach areas. So people are dying.
Egeland says the inability to get medical supplies and personnel into those areas could jeopardize an important national vaccination campaign, which aims to inoculate millions of children who are not vaccinated against deadly diseases in Syria. European leaders gathered in Brussels, Belgium, Thursday to try to work out what to do about the largest refugee migration on the continent since World War II. However, as Lisa Bryant reports, doubts remained about whether the EU can reach agreement with Turkey to stem the tide of migrants.
Even before the talks started in Brussels, European Council President Donald Tusk struck a negative note, saying he was more cautious than optimistic they would succeed. He said any migrant deal with Turkey must be based on three fundamental principles.
First, the agreement must be acceptable to all 28 member states. Second, the agreement must fully comply with EU and international law. And third, the agreement must effectively help to solve the migration crisis and contribute to our comprehensive strategy.
As the nations confront Europe's largest refugee crisis since World War II, the pressure is on for European leaders to stop bickering and solve the problem. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Saudi Arabia says it is ending its major combat operations in Yemen, 1 year after launching Arab coalition airstrikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels. A Saudi military spokesman told the Associated Press Thursday the coalition would continue providing air support to Yemeni forces and help build an army. The White House said it welcomes the Saudi statement and added there is a dire need for a political solution in Yemen. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.